Welcome back, Bob, and thanks so much for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Steve. It's great to be here.
Bob, you've been teaching people about the whys and wherefores of content management, records management, business process management, and pretty much any other kind of management one can think of for a long time now. How prevalent is the notion that organizations can simply rush to vendor selection without doing the diligence up front? And what's the problem with doing that? I mean, doesn't it just make everything go that much faster?
Yeah, well, the idea of bringing the vendor in and picking technology before you really understand what the business requirements, that's common. Unfortunately, most implementations that I've kind of seen and heard about, especially in the classrooms, I've got students that have come in and said, well, this is our third time to the table for ECM. And then you ask the question, why? And they say, well, basically, we picked a technology, we went to a vendor, and it really didn't quite do what we thought it was going to do. And that's the big problem, because what happens is organizations are in kind of a reactive mode. There's a problem. It's kind of like, the alarm's ringing. Go fix the problem. So they go out, they buy technology, throw it on there, hoping that it's going to fix whatever the underlying problem is, and it really doesn't. So what they're addressing is a symptom and not the root cause. And so, the idea of planning up front to be able to sit down and go through and really understand what the business requirements, not a systems requirement, but a business requirement is, that's essential to this.
Now, there's another dimension to this too, though, I think, isn't there? I mean, a lot of times I think people tend to be sold what they asked for, and then it doesn't work, and the vendor says, but that's what you asked for. It's not my fault.
Yeah, that does happen. And having been in a sales organization several times myself during my career, it's not uncommon. It's unfortunate, though. As a customer, I shouldn't be saying, here's what I need, here's the tool. What I should be doing is saying, here's my problem. My problem is I need to capture, I'll use scanning as the example because I think everybody understands it. I need to capture all of this paper-based information that comes in all these different sizes, shapes, and colors. I need to do it in a timely fashion. I need to do it accurately, and I need to basically store this into a repository of some type. At that point, that's where they should leave it and let the vendor come back with options that are available to them. But if you come in, it's just like going in and into the store and you're saying, okay. Do you buy off the rack or do you buy something that's a fit, a good fit for you? And that's the real challenge there is sometimes we think we know what we can buy and we look to buy off the rack, but in fact it's not the best fit at all. And so we go back or we're unhappy with it, and then the next thing that happens is you're complaining about it or you don't want to use it, or the end users in the case of the technology don't want to use it and it fails.
Well, picking up on your analogy, I mean, in life, in the world, there are people who can buy clothes off the rack. I'm unfortunately not one of them. I'm built more like the rack, I think, than the clothes hanging from it. But I'm not sure that's true in an enterprise solution arena. I mean, every organization of any size really has its own quirks to be worked around, don't they? Is there such thing as ECM off the rack?
No, there isn't. It would be nice to think that there was. And to a degree, we hear this term out of the box, right? It's an out of the box solution. Well, what level of functionality are you looking for? In some cases, yeah, maybe you can get some functionality out of the box and you might see something that works and you could put it in and it's okay. It does the job. But in most cases, that's not really what's going to happen. And so when you look to buy off the rack or you look to buy out of the box, just out of the box functionality, then you start looking at it and you need to enhance it. Well, okay, well, it doesn't quite do this. Or we bought it and we want to extend it, but we're not quite sure how we're going to get that done. Like tying it into other legacy applications, for example. That's not out of the box. And so, again, it gets back to understanding the business requirements. A lot of people think that the hardest work is implementing the software. We're going to install it, we're going to get things running, we're going to get this done, we're going to get some people trained, and it's all going to happen in 30 to 60 days. Well, there's a whole lot of things that have to happen before that. And so, this is where it takes a lot of planning and a strategic look in the front end? Do you have things like governance in place? Do you have taxonomy and metadata strategies in place? Do you have security? You know, have you addressed the security strategy at all? So this gets right back to basics that says, you know, in order to be able to move this thing forward, you've got to have a lot of things done up front in order for it to be successful.
So that upfront stuff really is the work then, because everything else flows from that theoretically.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's kind of like the 80-20 rule. You know, 80% of what you need to do is going to be the upfront stuff. The 20% is, okay, let's get the software installed. Let's get it up and running. Let's get the integration, you know, make sure everything is working there and get the people trained on how to use it. But you've got to have all kinds of things up front before you can actually do that. And before you can take the technology or pick the technology, you've got to fully understand what the requirements are. So, you know, you've got requirements gathering. You've got to look at, here's my business requirements, and then there's the functional aspect of it. Here's how I work and how I want to work. And then you pick your technologies, and there's this whole framework around it that's got the governance, the metadata, the security strategies, and all these other things.
So really what we're talking about is what feels like a protracted period of quote-unquote doing nothing up front, but in the end ends up being really a project shortener and much more of a not a guarantee, a warranty of success for having done so.
Sure. Yeah, there was actually a little bit of research conducted at one point in time that looked at implementations, and basically what it came down to was about 85% of the implementations, those who were talked with, 85% said that they weren't happy with what the results were. In other words, it wasn't necessarily satisfactory. And so when you looked at it or you dig a little bit deeper, I mean, basically what they're saying is it didn't meet our expectations. And then those same people turned around and said, well, 45% of our implementation cost was to rework the system and make it do what we thought it was supposed to do. Well, if you spent the amount of time that was necessary up front and you did the right planning and you did the right requirements gathering and everything, you know, that 45% implementation cost wouldn't be there. And so, all right, maybe you're going to spend, you know, an extra 5% up front. But it's better to do it up front and get it right than to have to do it in the back end and try to make it fit.
Yeah, the unassailable logic of a mathematical equation.
I didn't even know I could do math.
I saw you counting on your fingers and toes. Well, Bob, thanks for weighing in, as always. And there you have it, sports fans. The strategy is the work, and it pays off at the end, even if it can be hard to convince people up front that that's what you need to do. We'll talk to you soon, Bob. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure.